lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel sitting here on our beautiful day here in Redondo Beach. I'm sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
It is a beautiful
it
day.
It is. I understand it's the last beautiful day for a few days.
We might get rain.
Whoa.
That's what they're saying.
You know, it's scary because I'm wearing board shorts and flip-flops right now.
I had shorts on earlier, took a shower, and
you cleaned up?
Yeah,
dang. I went to the gym this morning. I haven't cleaned up since. Wearing the same clothes. Sweaty nice. Pig that I am. Anyway, yeah, we've been working outside. My hands are still, but you can't see it on the radio, obviously. I got black fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Gorilla glue.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work.
No.
I was outside yesterday talking to a newer neighbor, grandma.
Yeah.
But she lives in the neighborhood, but she's walking her grandbaby, three-year-old grandkid.
Uh-huh.
And they're admiring our fountain. Now, Pam got this fountain 20 years ago from her dad,
uh-huh.
who's deceased, so she loves this fountain. And it's got his little things it's wearing out, but
yeah.
it still works.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she lets this young boy out of his baby stroller, and her and I are talking.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, crash.
Oh, wow.
The kid runs over there, tips over the fountain. I'm freaking out. I thought it might have fell on him.
Yeah.
Now, it's very lightweight, plastic or whatever. It's built to look
like. It's not stone marble from Milan or something.
It's not from Milan. Okay. No, it's not. It's probably, it's too cheap to be from Korea. It's probably old school China.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's fine, but the thing's broken. Now, I've been to two hardware stores twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to have like $200 to rebuild this thing.
The sentimental fountain.
I have to. Yeah, yeah. But. Here's an interesting point for those of you who live Redondo Beach. I live closer to this Ace Hardware, which is actually in Torrance on PV Boulevard at Sepulveda.
Yeah.
And I go there quite frequently. And today I decided to try the Ace Hardware on 190th.
Okay.
Because our top secret location is north of 190th.
Yes.
But we are Redondo Beach. Anyway, I pulled in there. It's really cramped. It's so funny. You can't move.
Yeah.
But this guy greets me at the door, and he knows where the hose clamps and where's the tubes. He knew it. The kid couldn't have been 22 years old. He knew where everything was. Okay, hose clamps go to the end of that aisle. They're right there, very end.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they treated me like God.
Oh, nice.
A God. And,
yeah.
And it was $12 worth of parts.
Uh-huh.
But it was there for about a half hour. I went to that store's in Redondo Beach, so I will give them a heads up. It's Ace Hardware on 190th.
Yeah.
Right at Anza. It's good.
Yeah, no, it's a good place.
Really cool. Anyway, so that's, I'm working on this thing.
That's a great thing. You know, kind of want to throw out a plug for Small Business Saturday, which is
coming
up on the weekend. You know, we've got Thanksgiving, then, you know, Black Friday with all the big deals, and, you know, who needs another TV? But Small Business Saturday, that's the one I actually do want to try to,
try
to make a tradition to go out and shop local, little mom and pops, you know, take a walk up and down Artesia. You know, maybe go to the Redondo Village, you know, or something, but, you know, or on 190th, there's, you know, a number of local shops.
Yeah, well, I would have stopped at Kurt Hardware, but they closed down. They couldn't compete.
Yeah.
They owned the building.
Well, the building's been up for sale, and I don't think they've sold it yet. But
he's going to sell it. He's retired happily ever after.
Yeah.
But it's funny you mentioned that, because we had a I've changed it up a little bit. We had a pre-Thanksgiving with our two daughters and one husband and one boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And my stepdaughter, who's like 42. Anyway, that was Sunday. So Pam ordered, they call it a honey baked ham. It's placed in Torrance.
Oh, yeah.
And she got like a 4-pound ham.
Okay.
On the bone. Well, when she came home with it on Friday, I'm out front with one of my daughters, and we're laughing, going, that is for who?
Uh-huh.
She bought the ham on the internet.
Okay.
And then she had to go pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And she comes back, and this ham would feed like two people.
Okay.
But it looked big on a phone.
Right.
So I'm going, that's why I hate this internet shopping.
I know.
I can't buy clothes on the internet.
No,
I bought a few things. But we sent her back down to get another one. Well, it turns out we probably could have got by with the first one anyway. But that's why guys do porno pics on their, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
It looks bigger on the phone.
A little more impressive.
Yeah, it's more impressive on the phone. So, but you know, I don't like shopping on the internet.
Right.
I just don't, because you got to support. Someday there'll be nobody be able to buy anything on the internet because nobody has a job.
I know.
And you know, all that does making Bezos, Bezos, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Bezos.
Yeah, yeah. Another $1 billion an hour.
Yeah, like the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been hearing, I don't know, I was listening to one of the football games, and there was either a commercial or public service announcement that was, you know, talking about that specifically. It's like, okay, you save a couple bucks ordering something online, but, you know, you think maybe I'm saving the environment by not driving my car down to said store. But in actuality, that thing's got to get onto a plane from somewhere, fly it out to California. So
yep.
Then that guy's got to pick it up and take it to the distribution center. Then the people at the distribution center got to take it out and deliver it to your place. And they're driving around these, you know, sizable vans, you know, that are all over the place.
They leave. There's a Amazon, I believe it's Amazon, out there on the 15 of the 215, where the S Festival was way back when.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Uh-huh.
But they get that. From what I understand, can't write this in stone, but you order whatever it is, they ship it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to Tennessee for FedEx, and then it comes back to California.
Oh, brother.
Well, that's what you,
yeah.
No matter what you ship.
Mm-hmm.
Pam ordered something for the dog a few weeks ago, and I swear to God, if I put it in my hand and closed my fist, it was hidden.
Yeah.
That's how small it was.
Mm-hmm.
The box, I could have fit two pair of my shoes in there.
I know.
And the paper inside.
Yeah.
And I go, well, what did this do? It killed a tree.
Yeah.
Had to ship it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, you're not doing anybody a favor. My buddy Jeff Ginsburg, who I went to Hawaii with Kona.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to make me a bet that he could get some fresh tuna shipped to our condo. This was like 2 o'clock one day in an afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Because I can guarantee you, for the right price, I can get it shipped here by tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Wow.
And I said, no, I believe you.
Yeah.
But rather than getting an Uber or getting our own car or walking a quarter mile down to the fish market.
That would have been the best.
You want to order it. And he goes, he hasn't been in the store forever, but he's a unique kind of guy. He can wear the same pants he wore 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm one of the guys that try them on every time because maybe I change or the pants change, but I got to try it on. But yeah, I don't like this internet shopping at all. But anyway, back to the hardware stores.
Yes.
That's why Kurt Hardware went out of business, basically.
Yeah.
Killed by Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
And Osh. Well, yeah. Osh is out of business
now.
Yeah,
Osh completely went out. And I think Lowe's is owned by Home Depot.
Is it?
Or was going to be bought by them or something. They're like the two biggest games in town, so.
Well, this little hardware store, this kid, I swear to God the kid was young.
Uh-huh.
But he knew exactly what I wanted. And he helped me out. It was $13 to $14. It was amazing. And, you know, it's old school places. They spend a half hour with you.
Yeah.
So I told Pam, I'm leaving early for the radio show. I left at 11:20.
Uh-huh.
Figured I might be at the hardware store for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the fact is I was sitting out in front of the studio here.
Top secret location?
Yeah, since noon.
Oh, wow.
Well, going through my emails and things.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people, I might as well not have my big computer anymore.
Right.
But anyway, I got through there fast, but I went there in person. It was really good. It felt good to do this.
Yeah.
Now I got to go home and rebuild it. And I use Gorilla Glue. Hopefully it sticks. I'll put bricks underneath. I'm going to make it. This thing will survive a nuclear bomb.
but not a two-year-old.
Nothing survives a two-year-old. I've had kids. Especially boys.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I just don't.
He just saw that thing as a big jungle gym, something to climb
he
on.
He thought it was cool. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
And his grandma was really upset.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, pulling out her purse, give me a couple $100. I said,
wow.
No, I don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
And her kids, no names. They live around the corner. I know the uncle. I know the grandparents. I know the father-in-law.
Yeah.
And this lady didn't have any idea that I used to be mayor. I knew all these people. I said, no, we're good.
Uh-huh.
It's not that big a deal. Now, I didn't know I had to buy all this stuff as of yesterday, but it stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I told Pam I'm going to not just... I was like a $6 million man. So I'm going to make it better. So I got bricks in there. I went through like two bottles of Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
And because I think it wasn't just a kid. It has a place for rocks in the bottom, so it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, it came with these little rocks that are kind of fake rocks.
Uh-huh.
I've replaced it over the years with probably 15, 20 pounds of rocks I've collected from the Colorado River.
Well, okay.
They look like gravel out in your front yard,
uh-huh.
unless they're wet.
Yeah.
And they're wet. They're all pretty.
Yeah.
And so they
get some color to them.
Yeah. Speaking of that, in Hawaii the other day, Jeff Ginsburg, you know, you're not supposed to bring home any souvenirs.
Yeah. They say leave it in place.
We're halfway home. He walks up and shows Pam a fistful of lava.
Oh, boy.
That he picked up. And she saw him pick it up. She goes, well, you're not taking it. I don't buy into I don't buy into it.
Yeah.
To God Pele. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Jeff, she goes, we're flying home. We're going to crash. So, yeah.
I think that only happened on the Brady Bunch.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, Greg got the tiki statue or something, and next thing you know, like a picture fell on his head in the hotel. And
how come?
He wipes out surfing. And
okay. Jeff, Missy, and my wife
mm-hmm.
knew about this. I've never seen it. They were talking about you just did. I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, kudos to you. You probably didn't spend your teenage years or before that watching all episodes of the Brady Bunch.
Hell
probably,
no.
Probably were more occupied. So we're the one who are in a television jail, and I have this sad ability to remember the most arcane trivia of things like Brady Bunch episodes.
Brady Bunch.
That one, however, comes up anytime someone talks about a tiki god or a superstitious statue. That one's
they did in Hawaii.
Yeah, that one permeated everyone's memories. That one is still there.
Well, Jeff says, remember, Jeff's Gilligan, I'm the skipper,
uh-huh.
according to these not-so-nice people in Redondo Beach. Anyway, he said it was unlucky to other people's lucky to him. That's why he picked it up. He goes, well, I said, so your luck supersedes
mm-hmm.
the other 200 people on the jet. Yep. We're not going to crash. We didn't crash, so he proved the point.
No, you made it home.
And if we did crash, no one would know. It's so funny. They
wouldn't know you had the lava.
No, I wouldn't know.
The FAA has determined that one passenger has taken some lava from a sacred volcano site in Honolulu.
They find it 14,000 feet below sea level. Below water. You know, we're talking about, have you ever looked at, speaking of flying, looked at the flight tracker or radar?
Oh, yeah, I'll check that out when I'm on a flight.
Yeah.
You know, start getting bored and going, how close are we?
Or when you your friends are on the flight or something. Well, if you were to go to flight radar or flight tracker, they're all free.
Uh-huh.
And just look at the routes from LAX to any place in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But look at them at the 3 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all FedEx. We're talking about that delivery.
Yeah.
UPS, FedEx. It looks like it's the 405 freeway of jets.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
And those aren't the ones that ship over there taking their time.
Taking the tuna over there.
Yeah, this is what getting there so you can get your FedEx, you can get your Amazon product right away.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's amazing. I don't know why I noticed that the other night, but I like watching that just for the fun of it. Have you ever opened it up and see how many jets are flying at any one time? It's kind of scary. Yeah.
One of my favorite things, I used to be able to go on the patio over at the apartment on Artesia Boulevard, and I was living there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as the sun's going down, you can see, it looks like fireflies. You'd see like 10 or so.
Out to the east, landing.
Yeah, just planes coming in from the east, just lining up, ready to land in LAX. And I'm like, man, there's like 20,000 people above
exactly.
ground just heading in there. And then you think about it. I don't know. I think somebody said any point in time, there's like 1 million Americans above ground flying.
Which means there's like 3 million people flying. I first found that app. We were at a softball tournament, and we stayed at whatever the hotel was next to San Francisco Airport.
Uh-huh.
That's when I was still smoking my cigars. So I was out on the patio watching jets land.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I went online on my phone, and I found it, and it was kind of fun. Oh, that's from Japan. That's from Korea. That's from New York.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I found it enjoyable. But I remember I grew up in Westchester.
Watching
the jets take off every 1 minute. And it's I still find it fascinating.
My dad used to take me to the airport just for an hour or so, kill a little time, and we'd, you know, go out there and watch jets and stuff. Obviously, this was, you know, pre-9/11 when you could just walk in and walk out of an airport and nobody give you a second look.
Exactly.
You know? And it was kind of fun. I mean, we'd go up there and we'd put like a quarter in the observation deck, you know, and look out there and stuff and, you know, and just, you know, check out flights.
Waxing poetic of times of past.
And I remember
my, you are like okay boomer.
I am.
Yeah, okay boomer.
I'm like right on the cusp. I'm not officially a baby boomer, but like, you know, I'm close enough.
Yeah, you're okay boomer. You know, remember about the nice times we used to have.
The times before 9/11 when you could walk into an airport and check out and watch a plane.
Oh, when I go to the airport. It's funny you mention that. Uh-huh. I'm verbal. And people, everybody within 5 feet of me can hear me say, I hate effing Bin Laden. Because remember, you used to go, if somebody was coming in, you just go in the airport and meet them.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the bar. I'll give you a hug at the gate.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you know, I've got replacement parts in a lot of my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walk in with my hands up like I'm getting arrested.
Right.
And now it shows up different. They act, because of my new hips. They override my knee.
Oh, wow.
So it looks like both of my butt cheeks have metal in them. So they want to pat me down.
Yeah.
What about my knee? We don't care. So now I know from going into baseball and football games and the airlines, if you wanted to blow an airline up or mm-hmm. pack it in your knee. You'd be a suicide bomber anyway.
Right.
Now, someone's listening to this going, I'm going to go arrest that guy. Anyway, yeah, but I got to go through. I'm TSA pre-checked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
They still give you the shakedown.
I get patted down. I get jerked off. I get butt floss. Everything. Do you want a private room? No. Want a male or female? I don't care. Just.
first available.
Yeah, they always say it's my back of my hand. They always say that. I go, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time I get my stuff, 25 people have walked by all my stuff. It could be gone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I hate Bin Laden. Not because of World Trade Center. But because what he did to our personal freedom.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it. You can't go to the airport for fun anymore.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to talk about last week. I did video, you know, the new Uber. Have you been to the airport with the Uber thing?
I have not done Uber.
Did we talk about this yet?
I don't think we've talked about it, no.
Holy Jesus. Okay, you tell me we have to take a break. But we got off the flight on Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
American Airlines. And I told Justice... Mm-hmm. My son-in-law offered to pick us up.
Oh, right, right.
Because I didn't want to deal with Uber.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. I should have just dealt with Uber.
Uh-oh.
Well, the inside lanes at LAX used to be where you can pick people up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Uber, but just people picking you up.
Yeah.
Now it's only for the vans or the buses that go to that new parking lot.
I heard that, yeah.
The flyaway parking lot.
Yeah, yeah, the shuttles are, yeah.
You got to pass them. Which is a life, taking your life in your hands. Those are buses.
Yeah.
You're out there in that center island.
Yeah.
And there was two Uber guys. They had little signs. They held up Uber.
Uh-huh.
They were smiling like, don't bus me. We should have taken them. But yeah, the super shuttle, everybody else take, and the other car rental places.
Yeah.
They're picking up out there.
Uh-huh.
The only people in the inner lane are the buses to go to the Uber lot.
Yeah.
Or the taxi lot, what they call it.
Yeah.
And I have a video, which you can't see on the radio, obviously, but I did a 1.5-minute video I'm sending to a guy who's on the Redondo School Board, mm-hmm. who's also in the paper as working for LAX in that mm-hmm. department, Mike Christensen. Anyway, I got a video of maybe 7 or 8 shuttles going by empty.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, not one person on them.
Wow.
And then one will go by with 20, and then another 5 with nobody.
Yeah.
And then outside on those main 4 or 5 lanes mm-hmm. was chaos.
Yeah.
I didn't see one cop, not one, but no one shuffling people along.
Hmm.
And finally, Justice pulls up in my truck,
and a
cop was standing there. So, he was timing us to make sure we got our luggage on. And the four of us packed rather heavy.
Yeah.
And anyway, we got out of there, but it's a joke.
Yeah, it's...
It's an effing joke. They mm-hmm. make... Why are Uber, Lyft, and cabbies like the four-letter word now?
I know, because Now, before I started driving Uber, which is like 6-7 months ago, I'm sure at some point in time before they made regulations, I have this theory. Anytime there's a law, regulation, or rule, it's because somebody effed it up for everybody else.
One person. You know, I know they
like
did.
One Uber guy probably just hawked that whole lane and just, you know, and then two guys just sat there for days and took all the rides they could get and just cherry picked. And then they made a regulation where you can't do that and you can only go in certain areas and you have to go wait in the parking lot to get a ride and so forth, you know, and now now they've brought this out. Now, supposedly it's because of construction because of the upcoming Olympics.
Bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, Uber and Lyft and the taxis, you know, the taxis, maybe they need a little shakeup in the industry. They're never really customer service oriented anyway. They shove you into these small Priuses now. You can barely get a cab.
They stink.
It's not a Prius. You've got that going on. Drivers are sometimes scary, often, usually is kind of the case. That's sort of become the stereotype.
I mentioned that before. I had them drop me off at neighbors' houses.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a dick for doing that, but yeah, I don't want to know.
Don't want the guy from the Chechenian mafia to know.
The angry Russian.
Where I'm living, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, the Uber and Lyft, they're making money. You know, let's face it. You know, these companies are making money, you know. But these ride-sharing apps have become, not just because I'm part of it, you know, they've become a vital part of people's lives. And going to the airport is a place where you probably don't want to ask your friend or brother or dad to come pick you up because they're like, oh, Sunday, I want to enjoy my...
Well, get drunk.
You know, it's Sunday. I don't want to not drink all day.
Exactly.
Get you or whatever. And it's like, generally, it wasn't such a... You know, maybe it was a little bit of a wait, but not, you know, all the time. And now it's like insane. And I'm thinking about, you know, people that travel and, you know, I travel light. I take a backpack, maybe a suitcase. I'm good with that because I figure I'll just do laundry wherever I'm at. Some people pack big and bring multiple suitcases. Then you got people who are old, can't get around.
Exactly.
People who are watching. You've got like four kids running around an airport after they've been sitting on a plane for umpteen hours traveling. It's like they got all this energy to burn, and it's like too much distraction. Get onto the shuttle, then go wait for your ride. And then even if you do ask a friend to come get you, now you got to go in the inner lane and stuff like that. So it's really
dangerous.
It's really making travel a pain in the butt. And I've talked to a lot of people that are going, you know, I can't get flights to such and such an airport out of Long Beach. Otherwise, I'd take it down there, or I'd fly out of John Wayne or maybe Burbank, you know, places that are more customer friendly.
Correct.
You know,
I don't take Uber as much as like Ginsburg does. He didn't even have a car.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Ginsburg, former councilman. And anyway, I take it quite a bit. When I was at Kona, we took it all the time.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've never had a bad driver.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nice, regular people.
Yeah.
Yellow cab, I've had some total, they're felons. No, I'm not. Maybe they do background checks.
Yeah.
But they're horrible.
They're
reckless. Their car's stinking. They're barfing the back.
Have been bad.
Seatbelts don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You got that
NPR cranked.
Yeah, no, you've got the 2 foot thick plastic window there.
Oh yeah,
and
of course they don't carry more than $20 cash.
Never carry cash. And then you there's no room for your suitcases.
Yeah,
and you know I stopped when we actually fly someplace where we're going to stay at one place. Mm-hmm. I tell Pam to pack like she wants to move there.
Yeah,
I'm done trying to hustle, you know, squeeze everything in. So we took two bags each.
Yeah.
And which is too much.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wash. We just took two bags and a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we're going to go travel around someplace, we're traveling real light.
Yeah.
But if you get off the jet at LAX and you're getting a yellow cab with two bags each, you got to wait for the van.
Yeah.
But now you got to catch a shuttle to that big parking lot.
Exactly.
And I had no problem with Uber, with the rogue Uber drivers going around with a little sign up.
Yeah.
I'll jump in.
Yeah.
No one's going to rat them out.
Yeah.
Anyway, they overreacted as usual to government does. But I got to tell you, Justice, my son-in-law, he volunteered and I took him up on it.
Sure.
Now it's 11 p.m. on a Friday night. They had friends at their house. I go, what's my daughter doing? And all the friends, well, they're having a party. What are you doing? He goes, I've been waiting.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of ruined his Friday evening.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
He's my son-in-law. He owes me.
Yeah. Every now and then.
Let's see how long he keeps kissing my ass.
Uh-huh.
He came over at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning to help me put up Christmas lights. But I know they were partying Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't – why they're penalizing Uber and Lyft is just beyond Well, all sense of...
You know, that's the thing. Right. The people that are really getting penalized are the travelers. You know, the people that actually depend on Uber and Lyft. And it's, you know, a viable service for people that are traveling. You know, it's part of the system. I mean, it's difficult to walk out of any airport and catch a ride elsewhere. I mean, it's dangerous. You know, you've got places they say, don't walk here. And people still do, you know.
Well, I didn't want to go back looking for dollar for dollar, but I think I spent $300 on Ubers.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't fit in the little Uber coupe.
Yeah.
And apparently Chevy has and GM has a glut of Suburbans.
Uh-huh.
The whole island of Kona, or a big island. It looks like they shipped every Suburban in the world and dropped them off.
Well, that could be for the locals. You know, it's a lot of Moco Loco.
I guess, yeah. Well, they're the locals, yeah, true. No, you can tell a local their cars are...
They're not so fancy.
If you're a real local, you don't drive a nice car. All right, we'll be back. Bye.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Redondo Beach, one hell of a city. Thank you, Feed the Kitty. That was fun last week having Jed and Jack take over the show.
That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was cool.
Be back live tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock.
They're bringing Sarah from the Spectrum?
I don't know who they're bringing.
I think they're bringing Sarah. I wish I could remember your last name, Sarah.
Spectrum TV?
Yeah, she does. She's doing a special on Feed the Kitty.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll make sure to wear something nice then.
Dress up appropriately. I think you'll be on TV tomorrow.
All right. Well, good.
And it'll be.
I'll coincidentally have my Feed the Kitty hat and shirt on or something.
Yeah, I know. He's going to do that. Steve Aspel for mayor or something. Just kidding. She went to Bottle Inn a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And filmed there.
Oh, very cool.
She's interviewed me a couple of times for their Station One.
Yeah.
On Spectrum. Anyway, I think they're doing that. But
that's cool.
You know that the album that they're promoting now, the new one? Well, Jed gave it to me and wanted to make sure we listened to it.
Yeah, Ain't Dead Yet.
Ain't Dead Yet. And I told him a while back that in my long life, I've noticed every album I've ever bought has at least one really crappy song.
He wants to know what the clunker is.
He wants to know what the clunker was. Well, yeah. We listened to it the way down there. And how do you tell your good buddies it was a clunker? But there wasn't a clunker. The funny thing was we had the song that Pam and I jointly liked the least.
Uh-huh.
Was called Rule the World.
Okay.
You can play it, maybe. I don't care. But it was funny. It's not a bad song. It's just my least favorite. And I felt bad texting it to him.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I gave my copy of the album, the CD, to my stepdaughter, who was driving back to Orange County.
Uh-huh.
And she texted Pam and myself back, said, I didn't give her any rules.
Yeah.
Her favorite song was Rule the World.
There you go.
And I'm going, that's what I told Jed. You can't taste his taste his taste.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny, what do you call it when you redo them? Remastered, just do them over.
Yeah.
I'm Not Afraid of Dying or whatever.
Yeah.
There are two songs they actually did re-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
They sound, I'm not a musician, 75% different. I mean, different tune, different voice.
Different arrangement.
Yeah, different arrangement, yeah. And the one I'm Not Scared to Die, and I like the... Told Jen, I like the original one. It's more crusty.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like Born to be Wild.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the other one's more like Glen Campbell. But the new one. But it's all good. But it's kind of funny. We're listening to it. We're rating the songs on the way down there.
Yeah.
And Pamela, who wrote that? I don't want to piss off those guys. But it was fun. That's that Rule the World is my least favorite. On the record, Jed. But tomorrow night.
I'm going to have to give him an answer, too.
Yeah.
On the last one, I voted for I'm Sorry, which is a clever song, you know. But I had to, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to pick my least favorite, and I have like the whole Feed the Kitty. The last, you know, Eastbound and Down is on my it's on my Uber driving car tunes playlist.
Yeah.
I've got like about 350 songs in there, a lot of classic rock, you know, nothing too heavy, nothing too, you know, that's gonna scare, you know, some, because I pick up all types, you know. And every now and then that song came up, and I'm like, yeah, I think my writer's a little too conservative for some of these lines coming up, so I just would kind of forward to the next song.
I hate I'm Sorry.
Okay.
I told him that. Jed, I hate it.
All right.
They play it at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's about cheating, right? Anybody in that room, half the people there have cheated on their girlfriend, their boyfriend, or their spouse.
Right.
And you see people start squirming around. It's not a pleasant song. It's not a song you want to hear.
That's why people bar hop. Because, like, you go, hey, let's go to fill-in-the-blank bar here.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and one person's like, I don't know, and let's go to another place. And then you're like, why'd you want to leave the other place? We're just, well, you know, I've been intimate with at least three people in the room there, besides the staff, you know.
So. Yeah, true. Yeah, well, well, you would lie to your die anyway. No one will ever tell the truth.
Right.
But there's a, I told Jack the other day when I was hanging out with him all day after we did the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
That there's that song that's on my new favorite cult movie. Once upon a time in Hollywood.
The Stones.
Yeah. What's it called? Oh, my God.
You're Out of Time?
You're Out of Time.
Mm-hmm.
That's about cheating.
Uh-huh.
About a bad woman. And the other one, I forgot. Anyway, there's, Tom Petty. Ways to Be Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, well, those kind of are a clever little thing, but I'm sorry. He's like, F you. And I look around the room, they're singing that. It's, people are very uncomfortable. They can deal with I Quit Smoking. No, I'm happy. I quit smoking. I think I saved like $20 million in the last 5 months or 4 months. But, yeah, that's my least favorite song. I told him don't play it in my presence. Not that I feel guilty. I just hate it.
Yeah.
And I know, plus I know who he's singing about.
Right.
But whatever. Yeah, there's some songs that just, you know, you can love some. People love the Beatles. There's two or three. I could tell you 20 songs I hated the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, Helter Skelter.
Well,
forget the movie.
Case in point, you know, a lot of people say the White Album is their best album. Like, yeah, it's maybe one album too many. If it wasn't a double album,
give me a song.
They just put all the songs on there. Like, Back in the USSR.
Okay, that's a sing-along song.
Right. It's Your Birthday. You know, which is it's a birthday song.
Yeah,
it's not
a
happy birthday, but it's another birthday song.
No.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay.
Then you got like Glass Onion.
Nope.
Hey Bulldog.
No. Nope.
You know, starts getting into some weird.
Nope.
And then you got like just the weird stuff, you know.
Well, George Harrison songs are all good.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been his own album. That sucked, that album. That's how old I am. I was in high school. A sophomore in high school.
I think the White Album's overrated. You know, a lot of people say it's great. I'm like, I don't know. I'll take Revolver and Rubber Soul against that any day of the
Rubber Soul.
Yeah,
I
think that's
the face. I can't forget the time or place. Yeah, that's a great song. Oh, my God, that's a karaoke. I'll go with Jeff Ginsburg. It was quite funny. My wife was no more karaoke. I actually had fun. I think we didn't talk about. Yeah, Jed and Jack took it, my Hawaii stories away. We went to that.
Well, you got to talk about the eel.
They talked about the eel. That's right. Still bothering me. The gay bar.
Right, where you did the karaoke.
The masquerade.
Uh-huh.
Well, Pam got sick the last night.
Oh.
She was hospitalized again.
Oh, no.
An AFib.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I go on vacation, she leaves town. Got anxious. Yeah, we spent the night in Waimea Hospital, 55 miles from the condo where Jeff and Missy were.
Oh, boy.
That Suburban used up a lot of $4.50-a-gallon gas.
It did.
But, we're at the beach.
Uh-huh.
And her watch went off. So, anyway, we were supposed to go to the masquerade that night.
Uh-huh.
But earlier, a couple of days before that, we're in this bar, somebody's hideaway. It could be, say, Phil's Hideaway. I have no idea what it's called.
Uh-huh.
It is a dump.
Yeah.
And I like dives. This is below my standards. It's so bad that we were there the first day. And we had to stop by for a drink.
Yeah.
Because Melissa Ginsburg said, Jeff won't relax until we go there.
Okay.
It was so divey that Pam left just to go shopping in this little area without telling me.
Oh, boy.
Just walked out.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I was sitting there, and a bunch of guys that looked like me, a bunch of 60-some-year-old guys, bald head, but with the Hawaiian ponytails.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Their little skinny arms with bands of bamboo around their little skinny biceps. I would have fit right in. But I know enough not to wear a tank top.
Yeah.
These guys do. And they're drinking shots. And the guy goes, we do karaoke here at 8 o'clock. You know, stay here for karaoke.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him. He's bothering me for 45 minutes. Just these people annoyed me.
Uh-huh.
And they had a bunch of there were a bunch of MAGA hats going on. I just got my. So stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, looked at Ginsburg like, we're going to run out of here. I said, I would rather spend my night with a bunch of effing queers than with you fat rednecks. And I walked out.
And you left.
And Jeff goes, you're going to get us killed. I go, well, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I go, everybody I know, my friends and even my stepdaughter, we have gay people in the family.
Sure.
I could hang out there all day long. And the place called the Masquerade, it's in a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you can't see the water. The two times the Lyft Uber driver picked us up, they couldn't figure out why we were coming out as a husband and wife.
Uh-huh.
As a couple.
Uh-huh.
But they were nice people. It was all great. Yeah. And I was singing Sweet Caroline, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed karaoke.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at it. I didn't expect Jeff Ginsburg to put a live Facebook.
Yeah, it's one thing to tape it and post it, but to go Facebook live.
You're supposed to tape it and give it to me. I'm getting calls.
Give me right of first refusal here.
Not that at the bar was it, because I actually, they took me to the bar. We were there last year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, just sit there and sing our songs. And so they sit there. We sit four people at a bar.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who gets walks around and start talking to people. The old mayor stuff comes out.
Uh-huh.
And they're all, I don't know who's straight and who's not.
Sure.
It's just a regular night. There's no food.
Uh-huh.
But it's called the Masquerade. And it was, if you're going to Kona, anybody, and you don't care about whatever, just mm-hmm. go to the Masquerade. It's a fun bar.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you walk in, not that some guy wants to hit on me anyway, but they know you're straight or not.
Yeah.
And the girls, there's everybody there. It was a trip. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
You know, I mean, a lot of times those places are just more fun because people are just like kind of more relaxed, you know, and it's not so uptight,
They weren't uptight at all.
Yeah.
So I'm singing along. That's why I started singing more songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all cheering and they're singing songs and they're bad too.
Exactly.
And,
it's just about having fun and enjoying.
But the other bar, the Hideaway, people are.
Phil's Hideaway.
I have to look it up. It could be Steve's Hideaway. It's so unpleasant that I don't want to go back. But Ginsburg found it. Ginsburg, when you go to Hawaii with Jeff Ginsburg, I got to get him on here again.
Yeah.
His wife, you won't relax until you go to the Elks Lodge of Kona.
Uh huh.
The Masquerade, and then Phil's Hideaway.
Wow.
And then you're good to go. But my place now, if I was going back, I would send you to Quinn's Almost by the Sea.
Okay.
And it's known as the most southern Green Bay Packer bar in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we even took our Green Bay Packer shirts.
Oh, nice.
And it's all, you walk in, you think you're in Lambeau Field.
Uh-huh.
It's about a block from the beach.
Oh, cool.
And a bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not driving there or going there for the food.
Yeah.
But it's a good dive. But, it's Kona. Kona's like, Kona to, Hawaii is like, Downey is to Hollywood.
Okay.
It's not Maui.
Sure.
You know,
it's locals only.
I don't want to insult anybody. It's like Kihei compared to.
Uh huh. Yeah. Locals only. Pretty
yeah.
Much.
You know,
definitely local.
Yeah, or if you're staying there, you're not staying at the Grand Wailea. You know, you're not. The day we're leaving, we're at this place called Lava Lava. The 2 years in a row we've gone there. You have a couple drinks, have a little lunch, go to the flight. And, this gal sitting next to us, I knew, and I heard her talk to the bartender. She's a concierge at the, Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 20 miles up the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the Four Seasons is on a bay, obviously, lava,
mm-hmm.
and all the sand is either from Manhattan Beach or Carmel.
Oh, wow.
They shipped it in over the years.
They got white sand, because I've seen the Carmel beaches.
Yeah, our sand. Yeah, it's Carmel. They have a big like a mine up there. They even brag about the fact they shipped it, they sell it to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Kona, they don't have any sand. It's all fake.
Yeah.
It's lovely, but it's fake. Anyway, so she got a conversation, wanted to know our opinion of all this stuff. And she said, oh, I'm at the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what does a room cost if I wanted to book there, the cheapest room I can get, but not a package, just a cheap, just $1,200 a night, plus tax and resort fee. And I went, oh, yeah. I looked, my wife's sitting right there. I go, does it come with a hooker and a bottle of Dom Perignon?
Yeah, really?
And then I go, I'm having a well vodka.
Mm-hmm.
With a splash of grapefruit, and it's probably like a double.
Yeah.
And it's even in Hawaii, It was $5.
Wow.
It was Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Or Friday morning, excuse me. Morning, that's the problem. It's $5. And I go, what would that be in four seasons? She said $19 for well.
Ooh. Wow.
And then you got to tip them.
Yeah.
Anyway, going, you're never going to see me there. In Ginsburg, he will never go.
Yeah.
You have to take a break? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to come back and talk football. Anyway, that's my Hawaii trip. But, yeah, my favorite place I've been to in a long time, the gay bar. Way fun.
Nice.
Yeah, forget Donald. Bye.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
One hell of a city. Here we are back at Aspel and the Esplanade. I'm sitting with Jay Cruz. So where were we? We had a more fun talking offline.
The cool guy in Kona.
The cool guy in Kona. You know, I'll never be confused with the cool guy. So let's go. We have one more segment, don't we?
Yeah.
I missed talking about sports last week.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, we had more fun talking to Jack and Jed.
Yeah, it's good to have them back.
It's funny, the football games that I wanted, well, I don't care. I don't really care with the Rams.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been in the Super Bowl last year. They shouldn't even have been in the game against New Orleans.
Yeah.
They're overrated. I think
Sean Payton?
He's overrated.
Oh, Sean McVay.
Sean McVay.
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to find out in the long run that Jared Goff's $100 million, but he's not going to go down in the books as the next Tom Brady.
The next best investment in sports.
Well, you
history.
Know, you were saying on the break before we started or whatever that
yeah.
you know, maybe just a phase, but all these guys, the quarterbacks now can all run. They're all athletes.
Yeah. And, you know, like if Jackson's going to be the flavor of the month for, say, 2-3 seasons, enjoy it if you're Baltimore or if he's your quarterback.
Yeah.
If, you know, like when Kaepernick had his moment. You know, 6-7 years ago, the 49ers, they got to a Super Bowl. They had a couple great games, and, you know, people figured them out or what have you. And, you know, it's time to move on. It's like, you know, I kind of wish more teams would just say, hey, I'm going to play the hot hand for 1, 2, 3 seasons.
And break their legs and their knees. I don't care. You know,
some point, you know, if it gets figured out or if they get injured, I mean, you know, hey, he got us to a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. Well, he got us to the playoffs.
Look at the Rams. They pay Gurley all that money, then trying to save him.
Right.
You know what? They're paying him all that money. You got to use him. And then if his legs break, if he wears out in 2 years, so what?
Yeah.
You're going to pay him anyway, but why pay him to sit there?
I know.
But the Rams, that was embarrassing. But the one I didn't like was Packers. They just proved that, what did they prove? They proved that San Francisco 49ers are the best team around.
Well, you know, we maybe get an early Super Bowl preview next week or a couple contenders, the 49ers and the Ravens. We'll get to that here in a minute. I'm interested to
see who you pick,
and I'm interested to see who I pick. I haven't made a decision.
Yeah, this was, okay, I don't have anything on who's playing.
All right, well, Thursday morning, it is Thanksgiving, the traditional Detroit Lion, 9:30 a.m. on the West Coast. They host the Bears, Chicago's favored.
You know, I hate Thanksgiving. I hate watching the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I know.
God, I'm taking
the Bears.
I don't give a damn.
The local sports promo says two teams you don't care about.
Is Matt Stafford playing?
He's out still.
Okay, I'll take the Bears.
You know, and he's on my fantasy football team, which tells you how good they're doing. You know.
Yeah, but remember his best friend is Clayton Kershaw. Two guys that make a lot of money never won shit.
Don't win a thing.
Okay, go ahead. Unless they're playing Houston, that Houston cheats.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Who's next?
Okay, the other traditional Thanksgiving host team, the Dallas Cowboys, we talked about them a little bit earlier on their trip to New England. They host the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are 8-3.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm on record, I'm not cheering for them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm taking the Cowboys.
You know, I'm going to go kind of crazy here, and I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. I think
you take them.
I think Dallas is still trying to deal with the game last weekend, and you know the aftermath of that. And I think Buffalo is kind of saying, you know, this
where
is a chance.
Are they playing?
They're playing in Dallas.
Oh, they have to. That's,
you know, so you know, this goes against my short week travel theorem, but I think the Bills are going to be sky high for this game and want to try to show the nation that they're a for real team.
They're in. Okay.
You know, and this is kind of their. They're marquee. They're not playing on national TV.
I think if they get blown out by the Bills, though, their coach is fired that day. Thanksgiving
no,
massacre.
No turkey for you, Mr. Garrett.
No, Thanksgiving massacre. Okay,
and
what's
then, there's actually a Thursday night game late at night. The 9-2 Saints visit the Falcons, who, you know, there's going to be 100 jokes about stuffed falcon instead of turkey.
No, that's right. I'm thinking of Saints. Yeah, South Falcons suck.
Yeah, me too. The Falcons have not been good. All right, heading into Sunday, the surprisingly red-hot New York Jets, who've won three in a row, including last week's thrashing of the one-week popular Oakland Raiders. You know, everyone's starting to talk about the Raiders in the playoffs. You can squash that talk right now.
Blow that right up.
I'm going to say that's the team that got their butts kicked by the Jets. Not just kicked.
Sam Darnold, though. You got to give him credit.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, FC quarterback doing well.
Yeah, you know, the Jets have won three in a row. They're facing the Bengals, who have not won yet. Yeah, Cincinnati's actually been close, but no cigar. They are
not
playing in Cincinnati. I say the Jets. They're doing something right. They won
three in a row. I'm taking Jets. You kidding me? Not the Bengals. Okay.
And then, all right, a couple.
Bengals are 0-11 or something.
Yeah, they're winless,
they
and they're going back to Andy Dalton, the quarterback. So they've already given up on the
on the
rookie.
Yeah.
This next game, a couple super mediocre teams, but someone's got to elevate in this division. The Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts. Both teams are 6-5.
Titans at Colts.
Yeah, I'm taking the Colts.
Who's the quarterback for the Titans?
I think Tannehill's still quarterbacking. They've benched Mariota.
Another can't-miss quarterback.
Yeah, no. From the Pac-12.
I'll take the Colts, yeah. You know what? This is another one of those games. Who cares?
Yeah, the Colts played pretty respectable against the Texans last week.
Yeah, they got their quarterback is actually doing well.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett.
And Andrew Neckbeard wouldn't have made a difference. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Also Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles travel to South Beach, take on the Dolphins. The Eagles are 5-6.
Dolphins.
Kind of desperate. The Dolphins have, they've been bad all year.
I'll just take the Eagles, but you know what? Who cares? God, they got some who-care games.
Yeah.
I'll take the Eagles. You taking the Eagles? Or?
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles. Can't go with the Dolphins on this one. All right, Green Bay after not so memorable.
That was a debacle. My wife was so mad. Go ahead.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. The Packers will try to lick their wounds. Good chance they'll do that. They play the New York Giants in New Jersey on Sunday.
They better have a comeback game. The Giants aren't that good.
I'm looking for Rodgers to throw at least four or five.
He should, but I'll take the. Obviously, I have to take the Packers, but yeah, what a dumpy game that was the other day. Niners are for real.
They are.
They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
They're an impressive team.
I hope they play the Baltimore Ravens.
We'll get to that in a moment here. They play them Sunday. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns are 5-6, taking on the 6-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. They played a couple weeks ago, and nobody remembered anything about the game except someone's helmet getting ripped off and, that big fight at the end of the game.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Pittsburgh this time.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I'll take the Steelers, just for the fun of it. You know, that Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach.
He is.
Yeah, I think he's a stud. But he changed the quarterbacks, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's something more to it than that.
That
dude said something maybe after all, and his other guys are going, well, we're not going to go public.
Yeah.
But, if you watch that in slow motion, that got escalated pretty fast.
Yeah, it did.
And he's from Texas.
Uh-huh.
He might have just had a moment.
Yeah.
He might have said something. There's a couple things you can't say.
Yeah, and I think he said one of them.
And that other guy, well, he can't hit him with the other helmet. But that's gangbanger shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, this game could be interesting.
It should be interesting.
You know, I'm taking Pittsburgh, too.
Me, too.
Just because Pittsburgh.
Because, there's not much I want to see about. I wanted the Browns to win before.
Yeah.
But now I don't. Their coach,
he's Larry the Cable Guy.
I know what you talking to the radio.
Totally
I do. He's chewing gum talking to the media.
Yeah.
Spit the effing gum out, and then I'm tired of what's-his-name's commercials all of a sudden.
Yeah, Mayfield.
He's never done it. He's never done anything. He's just whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
good for him. He's making money. All right, what do we got?
All right, we got the Washington Redskins, who their rookie quarterback got his first victory this past weekend, and they'll take on the Carolina Panthers, who have been out without Cam Newton for pretty much the whole season.
They're playing in Carolina?
Yeah, they are in Carolina.
I'm taking the Panthers.
I am too.
Even though I'd like to see him win, but that guy was getting the selfies instead of...
taking a last snap
of
the game.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it cracked me up.
It's the world we're living in.
Okay.
All right, this is a game you could probably do without. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Jacksonville Jaguars for bragging rights of North Florida, and that's about it.
Is Nick Foles playing or is he out?
He's been back. He hasn't won a game since he's been back. I'm not sure.
I'll take a Jags just because I like him.
I am too, and I like the guy who's filling in for him. You know, I like both those guys. So,
oh, mustache guy.
Yeah, Minshew. So I've been sort of pulling for Jacksonville all season, even
good.
Though
yeah.
you see how much that's really helped. All right, this could be the preview of the Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl rematch from a couple years ago when Colin Kaepernick was having a great season. Now the guy who's playing that style of football, quarterbacks for the Ravens, Baltimore is 9-2 and hosts the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday morning. It'll be a 10 a.m. West Coast start.
10 a.m. Well, jeez, I hate the 49ers.
I know you do.
I got to buy a buddy of mine. He's the president of Malaga Bank. I got to buy him a cocktail tomorrow at my Rotary Club.
Oh, no.
Niner boy. Yeah, they took. I said, I'll bet you a martini.
Uh-huh.
I'm still taking Baltimore. You know, that's the good Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, you know, he's the quiet Harbaugh, the successful Harbaugh. The other guy's coach for, like, every team in the land.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Other guy can't dress. He wears a stupid
khakis.
Dockers up to his tits.
Yeah, Dockers and, or khakis
and I,
or whatever he's got.
Yeah, you
got
to go by, you know, Baltimore is a team that, you know, helped the world, hide a murder, a guy that was involved with a murder, Ray Lewis. So, no, I'll go with them just because I like Baltimore. I like the city of Baltimore.
That you know, these are probably the two best teams at this point of the season, and you know,
yep.
I don't know. I'm feeling the 49ers though. Just
you're gonna go for them. I figured that. Well,
you know, just I don't know. This is such a tough game. If you told me I had to actually bet money on this game. Well, Baltimore's favored by 6. I would take Niners on the points.
Ooh, they're playing in Baltimore.
Yeah,
okay, I got you on that one. Okay.
But, you know, again, it's an early morning start for a West Coast team that never seems to go so well.
It's a dumb excuse. Just tell them a quick cocktail on the flight back here. Okay, what do we got? We got the Raiders,
right,
don't we? That's not yet.
Yeah, in a second. Rams are traveling to Arizona to take on the Cardinals.
How can you cheer for the Rams after the other night?
I know.
Rams, Cardinals. You know, I'll take the Rams, but I just...
Yeah.
They're done. They were a fake out last year.
Yeah, the Cardinals are a surprisingly tough team for their record at 3-7-1. I mean, they've played some teams tough, but losing in the end. They might turn it around in the next year or two with a lot of the young guys they have.
Yeah, but I can't cheer for the Rams wearing that god-awful uniform they wore last night.
Yeah, those are
horrible. Who does that? Was that the commissioner or is it the league?
I don't know.
It's horrible. It sucks.
I wish they'd just go with their regular uniforms.
A white uniform.
Yeah.
The Rams. That's all you need.
You need two. A home and an
that's
away.
That's right. Yeah.
You
know,
occasionally, if it's hot, wear the white uniform and make the other team suffer.
Jesus. Okay.
All right. The L.A. Chargers traveling to Denver. Denver might be starting a rookie quarterback who isn't even active, so that means I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm taking the Broncos just because. You know what? Phillip Rivers has got to go. You take his,
he's guaranteed to throw an interception
at the end of the game.
Yep.
Like my buddy Mark Hebson goes, he loves Phillip Rivers. He's got 9 kids. He's a good Catholic.
Right.
I go, that doesn't make him a good quarterback.
He's not a good quarterback. He's guaranteed to throw an interception.
You know what? I'm sure he's a nice man. He doesn't have it.
I know.
He doesn't have it. So, okay, what's our next?
All right, Oakland Raiders visiting their longtime buddies, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, it's not going to be close. Well,
I'm taking the Chiefs. The Raiders, they've done a lot this year, better than last year. They still have a ways to go.
They were on the roll. They were going to do it. But you know what?
When you get spanked by 31 to the Jets, I mean, it's one thing if they lost like 16-14, you know, and it was a tough game and this and that, but they didn't show up.
Yeah, the paper was saying that.
And it was the Jets.
It was a 10 a.m. game. They had the cold, rainy. All the excuses you can give. Well, I've been to Oakland, and it's not
warm.
It's not warm at all. Holy hell. And anyway, my wife actually likes Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He thinks he's cute.
Of course.
So we're going to go for him.
And the Chiefs are they're a better team. I mean, they're not turning in the season that a lot of people thought they would, but they should probably win this game.
They're not. You know what? The fans, though, they're a bunch of pussies. They're not Raider fans.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather... That's why I can't wait until next year to go to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be like the game of the week every year.
I know. All right, Sunday night, the Patriots will visit the Houston Texans. These two teams seem to play every year, either during the regular season or the playoffs, and the Patriots seem to win all the time, so that's who I'm taking.
God, you got to hate it. They're playing in Texas?
Yeah.
I'm taking Texas just to see.
All right.
You know what's funny? Even though they overrated, what's the guy that gets hurt every year? The big.
Oh, J.J. Watt.
The best that ever lived. He gets hurt every year.
I know.
His claim to fame is he's nice to people, but I don't know.
He did a lot for the Hurricane.
I know. He does.
But had the Hurricane not happened, he wouldn't have done that. So.
He wouldn't. Yeah. So what about Philip Rivers? Is a nice guy too. I'm a nice guy. I don't play football.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
Not helping out the Texans.
Yeah. So okay. So
or the Raiders or anybody.
So what's our Monday night game?
All right, the Monday night game. This is one that should be very interesting. Minnesota Vikings travel to Seattle, taking on the Seahawks. These two teams are on a trajectory to probably make the playoffs, more than likely as wild cards. They're both still with a possibility of winning their divisions. I like Seattle.
Just to piss you off, I'm picking the Vikings. Right. I think Kurt will do well
in
the Monday night game.
He needs a breakout game
TV. Yeah, so I can't cheer for Seattle. I watched him. That was a horrible game I watched. We were in Kona.
The Niners game.
Niners-Seattle. I can't cheer for either one of them. I was going because I like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But he's short.
Because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. But he's a winner.
He is, man. Russell Wilson is money.
If he would have not had that stupid play called, he'd have had two Super Bowls.
I know.
And New England would have one less.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw him. All right, are we done?
We are.
We're over time. All right, everybody, we'll be back next week. Are we? Yeah, next week. We'll see you.
Yep,
bye.
See
have a great
you.
Week.
See you.